As is so often the case, this post is inspired by a caller, or rather, a potential caller. Of course, I get lots of inquiries from people. Some of them go on to call me, and some do not. I should say at this point that sometimes it takes them months to finally take the plunge and pick up the phone. Some guys, like the one I'm thinking of, are simply too shy to take that final step and call me. Does that sound silly? It shouldn't. Remember that some of these guys have been repressing their real feelings, sometimes their real selves, for years. It's not easy to break down those barriers and talk about their fantasies and secret desires. Think about it this way. How many people can you talk to openly about, for instance, your desire for orgasm control? As I like to say, phone sex is the ultimate in safe sex. Although I hasten to add that many of my calls are most definitely not what most people think of when they think of phone sex. However, what they all have in common is that anything you tell me is kept in the strictest confidence. Yes, even though I might playfully tease you about telling your boss you're wearing panties under your corporate suit, in fact, that will never happen. All I'm saying is, if you're dithering about, if you're undecided whether to call or not, just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and make the call. You can do that, can't you? You have been listening to the Empress Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.